This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Preparing for the Olympics is a mental and physical pursuit. Take U.S. swimmer Katie Ledecky, who broke records and collected medals in Rio last week, reflecting training both in and out of the pool. Speaking to the Washington Post, Katie's coach said that after winning gold in London, they immediately shifted focus toward the future. What's going to get you excited for 3 years and make you want to get out of bed in the morning to go and practice? He asked her. They set an outrageous goal: swim the 400-meter freestyle in 3 minutes and 56 seconds. They kept it a secret until last week when Katie did it, beating her previous best time by nearly 2 seconds. Creating a goal is one thing. Following through is often what separates the Olympians we cheer for from the rest of us. Amanda Kroll is an educational researcher and cognitive psychologist. She wrote about 3 mindsets shared by people who follow through on their goals for courts. Amanda, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi.
So many of us were inspired watching Olympic athletes and thought, okay, we could do something. But setting goals is easy. Why is it such a challenge for us mere mortals to follow through?
So I think part of the reason why people have a hard time following through on their goals is the goals that they set are too big. So someone will say, wow, that was really great watching the Olympics. Those track and field people are so fast, and I want to be just like them. So I'm going to try to run a marathon next year. And then they backwards plan. They think, well, in 6 months, I need to be able to run, you know, a half marathon. And so in 3 months, I need to be able to run like 10 miles. And so next week, I better be able to run a 5K. But that just isn't how people get better at things. And I think that when you have a coach, like the people who are in the Olympics, they will help them set really aspirational goals and then help them to break those goals down into something they can do this week.
Well, let's get to these mindsets and break it down. Say I've got a goal in mind. What is the first thing I should do to make sure I follow through?
So the first thing I would do is to take into account the growth mindset. So first of all, you should assume that it's going to be difficult to follow through on your goals. And so when you go out there and you struggle a little, or you have a failure, or it's harder than you thought it was going to be, you need to think about that as, you know, proof that you're getting better at it, that you're getting stronger, that you're getting more effective at what you're trying to do. When you very first set a goal, you should just start saying to yourself, it's going to be harder than I think. Because then when it happens, you're not surprised and you can interpret it right, which is, you know, this is me getting stronger.
In setting out the mindsets for following through on goals, one that I really liked was learn to be kind to yourself. That's not where a lot of people begin, is it?
No, but it's really, really important. When you're kind to yourself, you allow yourself to fail. And if you won't allow yourself to fail, you're guaranteed not to follow through on your goals. Because anything that you do for the first time, you're going to do it really badly because you're learning how to do something new.
I heard a story last week about a former Olympic gymnast saying that, you know, her father was abusive.
Mm-hmm.
Does kindness motivate a person the same way that you better do this or you're a failure does?
Yes. In fact, it's actually more motivating. I mean, there's no question that being hard on somebody can make them do things. But it's not going to be the long-term solution for most people, for most of the things they're trying to do. Willpower is something that's actually really limited for most people. So if you're trying to do something by sheer force of will, you'll eventually run out of willpower and you'll go back to the way things were.
How about step 2? Find a community, like-minded people. Why is that important?
Well, humans are naturally communal. So if you're deciding to take on something new, it's really helpful to have somebody else who is a little bit ahead of you, who can give you a little bit of advice, or somebody who's in the same place as you are, who you can have camaraderie with and share your little failures and feel it feels less like, you know, you're alone failing and more like you're part of a tribe of people who are figuring out how to do this together. But you're not going to be motivated to go hang out with a bunch of people that you don't really appreciate. So, for example, if you're not a competitive person and you go try to run with a group of really competitive runners, then you go there, first of all, you're going to have a really maybe possibly traumatizing experience because the things that motivate them, like, you know, trash talk and that kind of thing, might just rub you the wrong way and make you feel like a huge, you know, outsider. That's not the point. You have to find the group of people who feels to you like it's supportive and interesting and helpful. And then it can help you get out there. It can help you improve. It can keep you motivated when you just don't feel like it.
Your third recommendation, thinking about your future self.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to master one and two before we can get to this step?
No, definitely not.
And how specific should we be about imagining that future self?
So I think imagining a future self in the future can be aspirational. So you can dream about what it would be like to be a competitive athlete. But the major and most important piece of it is once you have that vision in place, once you have that sort of thing that gets you really excited, then you have to pull way, way back and make your goals much more shorter term. So the aspirational vision keeps you moving. It gives you the motivation to do things that are hard. But the things that you're actually asking yourself to do this week are the goals that you should be thinking about the most. You know, if you are never an Olympic athlete or a person who runs a marathon or a lawyer, it doesn't matter whether you actually become that. The purpose of vision or aspiration is to create motivation. Then how you use that motivation, you'll be much more effective if you're driving it towards short-term goals, that you can kind of see the path between where you are and where you want to be.
Amanda, does this get easier with practice?
Absolutely. And what's really interesting is that if you can build your, it's almost like a mindset for change. These three things sort of come together to help you believe that you can be different than you are today. So if you can change that in an area, you know, like, you know, I could be somebody who eats at home more. I'm gonna sit down and say, like, this week I'm going to cook three times and next week I'm going to cook four times. And you become a person who eats at home more. That builds your mindset about that you can be different than you are. You know, if I can make change in one area, it's a lot easier to make change in another.
Amanda, thank you for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Amanda Kroll, educational researcher and cognitive psychologist. You can read her article for Quartz. Psychology has identified three mindsets shared by people who actually follow through on their goals. Make it your goal at wordofmouthradio.org.